117 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. A part of the HUR Voices Sirius XM 141 platform. I am your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course, on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. So much to unpack. It's Black History Month, so I'm going to get in a racially charged take or two. I'm going to, much to the chagrin of my sponsors, I am going to discuss the political state of affairs in the United States of America right now, 1 month into President Trump's second term. But I want to talk a little bit of hockey to start the show. I never talk about hockey, and it's not because I dislike hockey. I actually like hockey. I grew up in the North. People play hockey in Ohio. People play hockey in Western Pennsylvania. People play hockey in upstate New York. They play hockey in Michigan, Chicago, Milwaukee, you know, anywhere around the Great Lakes, people play hockey. And you'll actually find, if you're from that part of the country, you'll actually see you have pavilions in some of the larger cities that have ice rinks. And there are hockey leagues. So if you live in Pittsburgh, I did a turn in Pittsburgh. You see it in Columbus, Ohio. I think in Columbus, it's mostly indoors. But you actually have outdoor pavilions in some of these places where you have hockey leagues. And just like soccer and basketball, parents bring their kids and they play hockey. So I'm a hockey fan. I grew up in the DMV as a little kid watching the Washington Capitals and Dino Cicerelli. I enjoy hockey. I love my Columbus Blue Jackets. We suck, but I enjoy supporting the CBJ. Always watch hockey at the Winter Olympics, but the NHL did something really good. They don't have ratings, which is why I don't talk about them. It's not like it's not an intense or enjoyable sport, but in the United States, it's not covered well. It's hard to understand where the puck is. It's more of a Canadian sport. But the NHL had a fantastic all-star break. Instead of doing the typical East-West format or the United States versus the world format, they did a four-team international tournament. So they featured four countries that have the most talent in the NHL, and they did it almost like a World Cup Olympics type of tournament. And of course, the United States and Canada ended up in the finals. Now they played, I believe, in the first round of the tournament. And that was very interesting, because getting back to the political discourse, President Trump's been, I don't really know what his strategy is, but President Trump, and I'm not trying to get too much into politics, but President Trump has been openly discussing, you know, the first time somebody brings it up, it might be a bit of a joke, but President Trump has talked about Canada being annexed by the United States as I don't know if it's the 51st state. I don't know if all the provinces in Canada will become states. I don't know how that would work. But President Trump has talked about Canada and the United States having some level of solidarity and open borders. And then basically Canada wouldn't be a country anymore. And that's quite a quandary for our neighbors to the north on many levels. Now, I'm hoping that President Trump's not being literal and that he would like to see some type of open trade and commerce, maybe a common currency. That's what I'm hoping. But then President Trump's also talking about Greenland. He's talking about the Panama Canal. He's even talking about the Gaza Strip, putting hotels and casinos up there. So I don't know if we're doing a reverse imperialism, because America comes out of imperialism. I don't know if we're going back and saying, hey, these are places that we haven't conquered before outside of America, so we're going to do an external imperialism. I don't know what the objective is. Look, I'm not Rachel Maddow. I'm not going to sit and talk about that for the next hour. But obviously, when you say that, Canada, who is a sovereign nation, is as much as Americans like to make fun of Canadians, Canada is a sovereign nation. And if you've ever been to Canada, Toronto and Vancouver, two of the most beautiful cities in the entire world. I've been blessed to travel all over the world. I would say that everywhere that I've been, Vancouver is the most beautiful place that I've ever been in my entire life. If I could live in Vancouver, if I could afford to live in Vancouver, and I could get Mrs. Lance J to go to Vancouver, I'd be out. Ghost. Vancouver is like a utopia. Unbelievable. I used to just ride up from Seattle and hang out there on weekends and ride the SkyTrain. It's beautiful. It's safe. It's clean. Vancouver, everybody there is gorgeous. It's this melting pot of different cultures. And there are a lot of people of Asian descent and a lot of people of Native North American descent. And all of that mixture is just everybody there is fine AF. Like, it's just you see a dozen baddies, like, everywhere you go. Baddies everywhere. And I think that's where Vancouver's like the San Diego of Canada. And the weather is moderately warm for the rest of Canada. So I'm very high on Canada. Obviously, with the rhetoric and Trump and Trudeau going back and forth, the rhetoric, when the United States played in Canada in this tournament, they booed the national anthem. And a lot of people on the political right were taking the fact that the national anthem was booed as an act of aggression. And we've seen that historically. I'm not going to get into that. We've seen where one country actually makes an act of aggression against another country. The other country doesn't really feel that great about it. And they respond, and then the initial country, who's more powerful, has more weapons, has nuclear weapons, has a better military, they say, see, these people in Canada are booing the national anthem. They're our enemies. We've seen that in the news cycle. And they're a bunch of sycophants and a bunch of idiots and a bunch of poorly educated, low IQ mother bleepers who continue to fall for that. During the first game, where America and Canada faced off, as soon as the puck dropped, there were three immediate fights. People were just wailing on each other. I don't know any of the names. I know the Connor McDavid. I know who he is because he plays for the Edmonton Oilers. He's like the next Wayne Gretzky. But as soon as the first game started, they booed the national anthem. The puck drops. It's immediate arena time. There are three fights. People wailing on and beating the living hell out of each other. And the United States won that game. And there was a lot of nationalist pride after that game. And then in the finals, Canada and United States inevitably played in the finals, and Canada won that game. Connor McDavid scored a goal in overtime. And I watched that entire game. I haven't watched a full hockey game in quite some time. I was very entertained. It was much better than the NBA All-Star format, which was absolute trash. It was an embarrassment. It was when I was talking to my guy, Gian Alexis, who helps me call games for the Oakwood University ambassadors. And shout out to them. They got off the schneid, man. Oakwood's won, what, 3 out of 4. It's a 5-win season for us, which is amazing in the NAIA. So shout out to Coach Jacobs for steering the ship and getting that ship right. It's difficult to call games for a team that went 1-27 last year. That is not easy. So I got to give credit for where credit's due. But I was talking to my good friend, Gian Alexis, and he used the word nadir. He's just kind of like, this is the low point. This is the worst that I've ever seen in the NBA. NBA's got to fix the All-Star game or just cancel it. The slam dunk contest, there's nothing new under the sun. Matt McClung jumping over a car, that's entertaining. But the rest of that stuff, I think not. But anyway, where I'm a little bit triggered, you have these, you know, if you look at the composition of Team USA, I would say that there, I don't know if there are any African Americans, maybe one or two, but it's not, it's very similar to, as I make fun of the local Tennessee Volunteers. If you go to a Tennessee Volunteers football game, Remember that, Neyland North? Remember getting thrashed 42-17 by the Ohio State University, being a speed bump, being an orange cone, getting in the way of Ohio State on their way to a natty? Well, if you go, I've been to Neyland Stadium. If you go to Neyland Stadium, the only people of color are playing. You're not going to see a lot of brothers in the crowd. It's not the most diverse crowd. Team USA is not the most diverse crowd for hockey. They were DEI non-compliant before the Trump administration. I thought it was very interesting that when people of the Caucasian persuasion fight, because there's fighting in hockey, and fighting in hockey is celebrated. Fighting in hockey is revered. Hockey players are considered to be warriors. They're considered to be tough. They're considered to be strong. Brutalizing one another, that's thought of in a positive manner in the culture. And I just think that that's interesting, because anytime an African-American football, baseball, basketball, if there's any aggression, any physical aggression, I don't even mean throwing hands. I'm not talking about Kermit Washington rearranging Rudy Tomjanovich's face. But any aggression, I saw someone getting on Angel Reese. She fouled out of a preseason game or whatever games they have, the 3-on-3 tournament, and she fouled out, and she was yelling at the coach, and people were on her for that. It just seems that if a wide receiver, if it's, you know, an elite receiver, if it's A.J. Brown, and he's angry that he's not getting the ball, and he shows aggression, if it's Draymond Green putting a little extra oomph into a scream, the word thug is used over and over again. Any African-American person that shows any aggression in a sport is a thug. They're a gangster. They're Nino Brown. They're Tony Montana. Insert any movie where you have the bad guy. But if it's a group of white hockey players who I support and I enjoyed watching, I was cheering for Team USA. When they fight, it's national spirit. It's men versus men. This is how it goes. I just found that to be very triggering. I say all the time, be careful. If you watch sports and you watch the Four Letter and you watch FS1 and you listen to sports talk radio, be careful of how people are portrayed, because this is intentional to shape your mind to believe. I think I don't have a problem with people fighting in hockey. I don't have a problem with people getting into it in basketball. Because if you played sports, if you played football, if you played sports, you're going to have some altercations. You're going to have some strife. You're going to have people cursing each other, yelling at each other. That's what sports is. It may come to blows. But the word thug, that's a whole different animal. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know there are numbers that can change your life? Blood pressure is known as the silent killer. You may not have symptoms, but it could still lead to deadly consequences like heart attack and stroke. Check your blood pressure regularly and know your numbers. Normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Healthy habits like regular exercise, a good diet, and not smoking can help lower your blood pressure and protect your heart. Learn more about how you can check, change, and control your blood pressure at heart.org/HBP.